Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, my friends. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, we begin the show with the Manchester United caretaker boss, Michael Carrick, who's been speaking ahead of the Champions League game with Villarreal tonight on TalkSport 2. In case you've been living under a rock, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer was sacked as manager on Sunday. Sad times. This was Carrick's reaction to the Norwegian's dismissal.
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has officially been sacked as the manager of Manchester United.
Yeah, sad day initially for me, and I wish Ole all the very best. But on the flip side, football's football and business is usual today in terms of we got a big game to prepare for tomorrow. It's a privilege for me to now sit in this position. I understand the responsibilities that come with that. I think it's important that everyone looks at themselves and thinks what you can do better. It's easy to look elsewhere, and as a player, I was exactly the same. I think look at yourself first. What can you do better? What can you improve on? And what's next? And for me, what's next is we're just about to catch a flight to Spain and prepare the boys ready for the game. That really is my focus. That's what I'm looking forward to, and I can't wait for the game to come round.
So who's going to be the next Manchester United manager? TalkSport understands that the old traffic hierarchy are keen on PSG boss Mauricio Pochettino, but may have to settle for an interim manager until the end of the season. We'll hear from the former United keeper Mark Bosnich. Jamie O'Hara thinks they must go for Poch right now. But first, it's Danny Murphy claiming that the former Liverpool manager Brendan Rodgers would be ideal at Old Trafford. Personally, I don't think that's going to happen.
I think I'd go with Brendan ahead of Pochettino. I think the experience at Liverpool, he's been at a massive club and understands the expectation. I know Poch is at PSG and I know he's at Tottenham. It's a big club, but it's not the same expectation being at Tottenham as it is at Liverpool and Manchester United. So he's got that little bit of extra experience by managing Liverpool rather than Tottenham.
Talking about Pochettino, I think he's the perfect manager for Manchester United. Pochettino, if you want him, you can't wait till the end of the season to see what happens. You need him now. It'd be perfect to come in now.
Yeah, 100%.
Get him out of PSG then.
It'd be a big statement as well, wouldn't it? Like PSG,
well, it is.
Like we're having your manager. We want him. We're going to get him.
A club of their size. It's incredible. They missed out on Pochettino. They missed out on Conte. And if they want Pochettino, just go and get him now. You know, he's there. It's Manchester United. I can't believe it says they appointed an agent to approach people. What do they need to do that for? They're Manchester United. Honestly, it's quite staggering, really.
There would not be many people in football who would want to go there right now under those circumstances because they don't want this to be a success. They don't want it to turn into another Ole Gunnar Solskjaer situation, Jose Mourinho situation, Louis van Gaal, David Moyes.
And enjoy the wine and the mince pie. Goodbye.
They won't want that. None of them will want that. So I can understand you're saying that's Manchester United, but that type of kudos in the UK, you could say, yes, that's a big thing. But in terms of from the foreign shores, they're looking at this situation very, very differently. They want to know that they're going to be totally in charge, and there's a lot of doubt about that.
Ed Woodward saying, oh, I'm going to hang around and oversee the process, either. That must drive fans mad because Ed Woodward has overseen the last four managers, hasn't he? So five processes of bringing in a manager, and he's failed every single time.
Which one is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
Sorry.
Why did you turn it off? You're sitting there, that's the second time it's gone off. Why don't you put on silent?
No, it's not the same thing.
Why don't you turn it off?
Does it ever, that kind of way of managing players, does that ever work?
Not the new era of players, it doesn't. It's totally the opposite. You know, I feel maybe in Roy Keane's day, that might have worked, but nowadays, you know, you're going to lose players. If he went into that Manchester United dressing room and done similar thing, you're going to lose players. Imagine likes of Fernandes and players like that, Luke Shaw. You're going to lose them straight away, isn't he?
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer left his position as Manchester United manager in an emotional farewell on MUTV. Danny Murphy and Simon Jordan clashed over the thinking behind the interview.
Try your eyes, man. it's hard to take, but her mind has been made up.
I'm not jumping on that bandwagon so much because I think if he might have expressed the desire to speak, and I think that's if he did, I don't
even if he did.
Yeah, but that, it's not.
He should have been safe from himself.
It's not a problem to me. It's not detrimental anymore. Do you remember when England they asked Roy, didn't they, to speak after they lost to and they sacked him, and it was a little bit cringe when he didn't want to be there, and he even said so.
But why not let people think you're stupid rather than open your mouth and confirm it?
Well, everyone's different. I don't think that you
should...
But
there's no benefit in that, is there? There's no benefit to United. There's no benefit.
But it's not detrimental to what's going to happen next.
No, but it's
So why jump on it just to kick him around when he's...
It's irrelevant, Danny. It's not unnecessary.
It's not a necessary epitaph, is it? The passing shot that we walk out the door is before we finish clubbing Bambi, he clubbed himself a bit more.
Michael's going to be in charge. Michael's... I've got the utmost respect. I love Michael to bits. Becoming emotional now because he's top and... They'll be fine. I'll watch them and support them.
What I'm saying is it's being focused on too heavily for me. It's not that important. It's not that relevant to what happens next.
But it is, because the media business drives elements of football. And whether you like it or you don't, the way that somebody looks, the idea of how they speak, this is the parting shot from the guy that you entrusted to run your football club for 3 years. Mm. It makes you look even more laughable than when you gave him the job 3 years ago.
You mean the club laughable?
Yeah. Why would you let him do it?
But you've got to walk away now.
On to the former Manchester United captain now, Brian Robson, and Adrian Durham, reflecting on Solskjaer's time at Old Trafford.
In terms of that question, has Ollie left them in a better place than when he got the job? I do not think so. I think he's dragged them down. I don't think he's meant to. I don't think he should have got the job in the first place. But because of the level he's at as a manager, which isn't an elite level, he's taken Manchester United, in the 3 years or so he's been there, he's taken them out of that elite status, in my opinion.
Watford 4, Manchester United 1. In the 5th minute of added time, Emmanuel Dennis has added his name to an ever-increasing score sheet.
At the start of the season, Ollie had mentioned that he wanted to go pressing a bit more to make us a pressing team. I think the players sort of got in an in-between area, so they didn't really know whether they were pressing or didn't know whether they were going to go back and get nice and compact. We found ourselves in an in-between area, and that's why people have picked us off and created chances against us all the time.
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer went to the United fans and they didn't want him near, and that says it all. Any support he had, looks to me, this is a turning point.
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, in that dressing room, with the nicest man in the world hat on, cannot control the expectations of those players, i.e. getting from what was required. You've got Harry Maguire running around, putting his fingers in his ears whilst playing for England against Albania, and his next game out, you get that.
And the afternoon goes from bad to worse for Manchester United and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. It's their captain, Harry Maguire, who's been sent off with 20 minutes to go.
Ultimately, the manager's paid the price, and we're all so disappointed for that. Of course, we take huge responsibility. We haven't been good enough.
But the bottom line is you look at this side and group of players and you go, De Gea comes out. I mean, what are you? You didn't do that much either. You're talking about they can't defend. You can't save much either.
No, shut up.
You know, shut up. You know, look at Fernandes. Fernandes is waving at the crowd. Did you see your own performance?
It's been coming. The performances are getting worse. The best managers, the more time the players spend with them, the better they get. And unfortunately, at Manchester United, the more time Solskjaer had with this team, the worse the team got. Players are getting worse. Harry Maguire doesn't look as good as he was at Leicester. Wan-Bissaka doesn't look as good as he was at Crystal Palace. Bruno Fernandes looks a better player when he just arrived from Sporting Lisbon. That's the problem.
Now, England manager Gareth Southgate has put pen to paper on a new deal, which means he'll remain in charge of England until nearly 8:30, 2024. Southgate believes that his three Lions have now become a contender for international tournaments.
Did we think 3 years ago that at this point we'd be sitting here on the back of a semi-final and a final? Well, I think we could have all hoped, but that might not have been a realistic dream 4 years ago. But we are in a group of teams that we feel can get to those stages of the competitions. If ultimately enjoyment and success is only going to boil down to winning, well, maybe we're in for a lot of years of disappointment, because only one team can win every 2 years, and only five or six countries seem to have won over a long period, if you're talking about World Cups. But that has to be our aim. That has to be the drive that we put into the team.
Eric Dier wins the
shootout. England have won a shootout. Ghosts are exorcised. England are in the World Cup quarterfinal.
We shouldn't accept standards day in, day out that would inhibit us from doing that. So we've got to give ourselves the best possible chance by making sure every time we work together, our habits are the right habits. We push the team. I think across the 19 matches we've had this calendar year, we haven't been far away from doing that.
Back now to Adrian Doan, who believes that Southgate is up there with the elite managers, and he can't believe that most top clubs won't want him as their boss. However, here's Simon Jordan, claiming there was no need for Southgate to sign that contract extension. How dare he put pen to paper on his future and get more money?
I'm not sure that giving him a new contract, besides it being football parlance, is a necessity. Go in, you kept your job because you did well in the European Championships. You then get to keep your job for the next tournament because you've qualified. And then after that tournament, if you've done well again, you get rewarded with a new contract. Not now.
Why wouldn't they be fine with Southgate? It doesn't seem to make any sense to me whatsoever. Has he not proved himself as a man manager? Yes, you could look at tactics. And didn't actually lose the Euro final. It went to penalties. You could question the penalty takers and all that. That's absolutely fine. But has he not done enough already to turn England around in just 5 years for people to think, actually, he's got a lot about him. That's somebody I'd want. And think about how he is away from the football pitch as well. Why wouldn't you want somebody who is that honourable and that sincere?
Exactly.
As manager of your football club, the most public figure at your football club is the manager. Why wouldn't you want Gareth Southgate?
Hello, I'm Laura Woods, and this is TalkSport Daily.
On to Chelsea manager Thomas Tuchel, ahead of their clash with the Italian giants Juve tonight, live on TalkSport. Come on, Juve. He spoke about Reece James's form this season and why he has the chance to become a key player at the club.
I'm happy when he tries to be the best Reece James today in training, and if he plays, then tomorrow on the pitch. And if he plays, he needs to be the best version of himself on any position. He can play in the back three, he can play as a wing back. He played for England on a midfield position, he did for us. He is improving, he takes responsibility, and it is needed. He is far from finished in his development, he is super young. He has all the potential to be a big and important player for Chelsea, and he's on his way. Not more, and obviously not less. And I feel him dedicated and hungry for more, and this is what we want.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcasts from. Don't forget, of course, to hit that subscribe button. I'm back on TalkSport today at 4 p.m. Hurrah, daylight, on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time alongside Darren Goff. That's at 4 o'clock. Before I go, let me tell you about some football coming your way at 5:45. Live commentary on TalkSport 2 of Villarreal against Manchester United. Michael Carrick's Man United. That sounds weird. And at 8 p.m., live commentary on TalkSport of Chelsea at home to Juve. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talksport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from Talksport.
The Talksport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.